You're listening to SBS News.
Migrant pensioners, veterans and widows who receive Centrelink payments will soon have to pay full price when applying for Australian citizenship. While most permanent residents pay a $285 fee when they apply to sit the test, disadvantaged pensioners and widows have long been granted a concession rate of $20 or $40. But Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has now removed the discount using a legislative instrument that will take effect on July the 1st. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia is calling for the change to be reversed, and Chairwoman Mary Potetsos says it makes no sense.
It puzzles me why you would want to create a hurdle that makes a resident who is entitled to claim for citizenship choose between paying their bills and applying for citizenship.
Veterans with pensioner cards who receive income support payments, including payments for aged service, invalidity service or partner service, will also lose their discounts. So will some widows who hold healthcare cards. The changes will also capture those applying for citizenship a second time, who'll now have to pay the full fare with each application. SBS has asked Mr. Dutton for comment, but was referred to the Department of Home Affairs. The department says only 3% of people who applied for citizenship via the entrance test paid a concession fee in the past 12 months. Green Senator Nick McKim says that raises questions.
If it's correct that this only applies to about 3% of applicants in recent past, it begs the obvious question as to why, in fact, is the government moving forward with this change? And this is a 7- to 10-fold increase in citizenship fees for low-income earners, for people on benefits, for pensioners, for ADF veterans. And this can only be seen as part of the government's ongoing attempts to make it more difficult for people to become citizens.
The Department of Home Affairs says Australia's citizenship fees are internationally competitive and among the lowest in the OECD. The department says it's committed to the government's cost recovery policies. The legislative instrument did not require a bill to pass Parliament, but can still be overturned by a so-called disallowance motion in the Senate. Senator Nick McKim says the Greens plan to attempt one when Parliament sits again next week.
We are absolutely determined to give the Senate the opportunity to overturn these changes, and we'll be moving to disallow these changes on the first day back in the Senate next week. And we hope, as has previously happened, that the Senate will support the Greens.
The Senate has previously blocked the government's attempts to change the citizenship entrance test and more recent moves to raise the income requirements for sponsoring a parent visa.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.